Keeping people from needing to leave their homes is the strategy behind a program put in place after the controversial migration of Central American young people more than a year ago to the U.S. They came to escape gang violence and chaos. The Obama administration spent hundreds of millions of dollars after the crisis to upgrade policing and to find programs for young people that might give them a future in their own countries. Now the president is asking for $1 billion more from Congress to keep those programs going. Tim Padgett, WLRN America's reporter, traveled to Honduras this past summer to see if the Obama spending is making a difference, all part of a series this week on WLRN called The Migration Maze. Welcome, Tim.
Hello.
So what is the impact of these programs down in Honduras? And is the idea of convincing people in Central America to stay put something that you can do with a program financed from the United States?
I think that's the hope. I think Washington is finally waking up to the fact that perhaps the best way to confront illegal immigration is at its source, not at our border. And I think the hope is that with these programs, whether it's socioeconomic or police reform or just getting rid of the god-awful corruption down there, these are ways that you can keep Hondurans from feeling the despair that forces them out and up to the U.S. border.
So many young people who were at the border and were put in these detention facilities that were so controversial were complaining, were telling horrible stories of gang violence down in Central America and in Honduras particularly. How has that been addressed by these programs, if at all?
That is the key concern, and I think that's one of the biggest things that the U.S. is doing right now in Honduras and the entire Northern Triangle, which includes Guatemala and El Salvador. Those three countries, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, in the past few years have had the highest homicide rates of any region in the world, really. And so what you're seeing is, you know, they've convinced the ruling elites in those countries to get rid of this failed program known as La Mano Dura, or the hard hand, in which you essentially just try to use soldiers instead of cops to fight the street gangs down there, which are known as maras. Honduras is one of the most woefully underpoliced countries in the world. It has only one cop for every 1,200 residents. The UN, for example, recommends that a country have one cop for every 300 residents. So you're finally starting to see Honduras now, with the U.S.'s help, begin to build its police ranks. And that's already, you know, from what we saw, that's already beginning to make a difference. The worst city for violence in Honduras, San Pedro Sula, which had the highest murder rate of any city in the world until just about a year ago, you're finally starting to see neighborhoods like the one we report on in the series called Chamelecon, which was the district of San Pedro Sula hardest hit by the gangs. You're finally starting to see businesses that were once crippled, for example, by criminal extortion day after day, starting to come back to life simply because you've got police presence for once.
And you also have young people who are showing a real significant, tangible change of heart. Listen.
These people come to kill me. When I was 16 years old, I ran and he shot me 5 times. The bullet came to close to my heart. And the people in the church prayed for me and they say, Hazel, you don't die, but you need to change your life. And I say, yes, I promise.
Is he an example of someone who changed his life as a result of the policing and other programs in Honduras?
Well, I think he changed his life as a result of a bullet being lodged right next to his heart.
That'll help.
Hazel Recinos is a fascinating story down in Honduras. As we point out, 8 years ago when he was 16, he got mixed up with Amara, one of the vicious gangs there in San Pedro Sula. He had a change of life, and he became sort of a mentor on skates to youths there in San Pedro Sula. He runs an organization now called Skate Brothers, and it teaches kids in the parks there how to skate, rollerblade. Most important, it's helping keep youths there, at-risk youths, away from the gangs and away from the decision to migrate to the U.S. because in the past, kids in Honduras, in neighborhoods like this, they've only had two options. You either stay in Honduras and become either a member of a gang or a victim of a gang, or you take off for the U.S. And organizations like Hazel's are trying to give kids in Honduras a third option, you know, stay in school, find some educational opportunities so that they find a reason to see their future in that country instead of in the U.S.
Tim Padgett, a reporter for WLRN, part of the series The Migration Maze. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.